The current Moscow summit offers some post-Cold War drama, but commentator David Gurevich, who grew up in Russia and now lives in New York, wonders when the rest of the Soviet arts will catch up.
President Bush is in Moscow for only a couple days. Speeches, agreements, that kind of thing. No time left for culture, not even for Barbara to check out the Bolshoi, which actually is touring in America, making hard capitalist cash. Hey, more power to them. But what about simpler fare? Let's say George did have time to stroll around Moscow and take in a flick or two. What do they play these days? Well, once upon a time, party censors reigned supreme, deciding what kind of movies should be made. And many people, myself included, thought, one day we'll get rid of the system and thousands of fine films of high artistic merit will flood the screens. Oy. Last April in Moscow, the best it played was Chuck Norris and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I wanted badly to see a well-made Soviet movie. Listen, Chuck and Arnold were the best. The rest was ninja stuff from China, musicals from India. It was pretty much in keeping with the rest of the scene. Madonna, Janet Jackson, and Lambada blaring on every corner with Russian lyrics. So, what happened to all these brilliant films exposing the horrors of totalitarianism and bringing out the truth, artistic and political? Well, a few do get made here and there. Trouble is, the Soviet audience doesn't care about them. Given the right to choose, folks in Kyiv want to escape, just like folks in Miami or Detroit. Meanwhile, Soviet artists are wringing hands and bemoaning Yankee influence. Some of them who travel to the States take it one step further. They claim that Americans are less cultured, meaning, what else but crass commercial fare can come out of this country? Tatiana Tolstaya, a fine Russian writer, told the New York Times reporter about a Russian woman who went to an American doctor only to discover that the doctor had never heard of Toulouse-Lautrec. Whoa, I knew of doctors who have Toulouse-Lautrecs of their own. Maybe it's a good investment, but that's another story. Conversely, my own mother was a doctor in Russia. I doubt she ever heard of Toulouse-Lautrec. So, Tatiana, chill out. We got culture to spare in this country, and we're willing to bring it to Russia. Don't blame us that the Soviet citizenry is starved by the years of dogmatic, politically correct books and movies about heroic workers. The Soviet artists do protest too much. Hey, for years you guys obediently served up what the party told you to in exchange for country homes and cars. Now the audience is the king. You guys just can't hack it in the open market. Well, in America, we have some government funding for the arts, even though this money comes with quite a few strings. We know that all too well. But the money, whether private or the states, must be there to begin with. And that requires a strong economy, much stronger than what the Soviet Union has now. I, for one, am hopeful. There's enough talent in Russia, and there's enough of an educated audience to support a high culture of its own. But that will take time. And for the moment, the Soviet hearts and minds, for better or for worse, belong to Arnold and Madonna. Look, Hollywood just knows how to do it better. That's all.
David Gurevich is the author of From Lenin to Lenin, a memoir of Russia in the 60s.